好，我们今天讲到是马太福音最后的一次讲道。
And so today will be the final sermon in Matthew.
请大家把圣经翻到马太福音二十八章。
And please turn it in your Bibles to Matthew 28.
十六到二十节。
Verses 16 to 20.
我们先来念中文，最后由嘉宾传道念英文，大家还是。
We'll first read in Chinese, and then Brother Dean will read in English.
马太福音二十八章十六节，十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他，然而还有人疑惑。耶稣近前来，对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。”所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Matthew 28:16-20. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them.All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
好，我们接着说吧。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你，谢谢你赐下宝贵话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've given us your precious word.
谢谢你赐下你的独生儿子耶稣基督。
We thank you that you've given us your one and only Son, Jesus.
为我们成就了救恩。
So that he might fulfill salvation for us.
也借着你赐下的话语，让我们能够明白你的心意。
And that through your word, we might now understand your will.
借着你的话语，我们能够认识你。
That by your word, we might understand and know you.
借着话语，我们能够知道我们在地上该如何行，才是讨你的喜悦。
And that by your word we might know how we are to live in this world and how we can please you.
求你的灵运行在我们心中。
May your spirit be in our hearts.
将你的话语向我们开启。
That your word will come alive to us.
借着你的话语，让我们得帮助。
Will you help us through your word?
可以行在你的心当中。
So that we might walk in your way.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
阿们。好，我们刚才念的五节经文，这五节经文通在教会里通常称为耶稣颁布传福音的大使命。
And so the five verses that we read, this is known in the church commonly as the Great Commission.
在这个经文中，主耶稣要求他们的门徒去到普天下做见证，传讲他的福音。
And so here Jesus is telling his disciples to go to all the world.To spread his words, spread his gospel.
使万民万人做耶稣的门徒。
And all nations might become disciples of the Lord Jesus.
这五节经文我们一看很简单，每一个字我们都认识。
And now we look at these five verses. It's all very easy. We understand every single word.
我们每一句话都明白。
We understand every word and phrase.
但是非常遗憾的。许多传在各处传福音的人，并没有遵照主耶稣所吩咐的去做。
And yet, many who would proclaim the gospel do not go about the way Jesus commands.
当他们离开主耶稣所吩咐的大使命
，And so when they depart from this great commission,
所以说他们所做的都是根据自己的意思做。
And so they actually all that they do it according to their own will.
凭着自己的旨意，凭着自己的心意传福音。
And they do so according to their own will, according to their own heart's desire.
最可悲的是，他们没认识到，他们没有遵循上帝的话。
And what's worse, when they preach the gospel, they don't even realize they are not doing it in accord with God's will.
在那边以为啊，我现在在服侍上帝了。
And here they're thinking, oh, I am serving the Lord.
国内在国内，可以两三年前。
And so in mainland China, about two, 3 years ago.
那时候国内的福音比较火热。
And so then, in fact, the gospel in China was not as clear or pure.
许多基督徒从农村跑到城市，从这个城市跑到那个城市传福音。
And so many brothers and sisters, they were going from city to city. They came to this city and they were preaching the gospel.
那时候我经常听到的一句话。
And this is something I heard frequently then.
就是我要出去结果子。
And if I am going to go out and bear fruit,
我开始还不明白什么叫结果子。
At first I was sure, what do you mean to bear fruit?
后来我才知道，他们认为他们传福音带人信主了，就是他结的果子。
But now I know that when they go out, they preach the gospel, and someone believes they bore fruit.
这些传福音的人。有的都是从一个教会出去的啊，分散各地，然后碰到一起，都会彼此问：“你现在结了多少果子啊？”
And so for these disciples would come out from one church and they would go out and preach and spread the gospel. And then when they meet up, they'll ask, "Oh, how much fruit did you bear?"
当他们这样彼此询问的时候，我们就看到他们以我结了多少果子为自己骄傲的资本。
And so we see in their asking these questions coming together, we see that they went out bearing this fruit.For the purpose of self-righteousness, how much fruit I bore.
因为我觉得果子越多，我给上帝做的工越大。
And so, the more fruit I bear, the greater work I have done for the Lord.
今天我们改革中，我们就知道。
And so now, you know, today, there among us who are reformed.
只是以人为本的那个假福音，可以凭着人的三寸不烂之舌，不使人相信。
And so we know that it is false if it is according to human will. What we can do,
因为以人为本的东西都是讲到你心坎上去了。
And so anything that is related to kind of human means, then this amounts to nothing.
啊，以信福音有什么什么什么好处
？And also it's focused on kind of attracting the motives. Oh, you know, if you believe the gospel, you know, here are the benefits.
你信福音了，你什么什么样问题都解决了。
So you believe the gospel that this and that problem will all be solved.
当然，我在这里不是说你信福音一点好处也没有。
Now I'm not saying if you believe the gospel there is no benefit at all.
就像加勒有一次讲到所说的。
And so this is as one of the brothers here spoke, preaching the sermon.
当初他们有人传福音，就是有这把握，你信福音，你的病就能好。
And again, especially.During the apostles' time, they were confident that you know if they spread the gospel that your sickness would be healed.
但是后来觉得这个把握越来越小了。
But then now, their confidence in that is smaller and smaller.
在我们在座的都认识张路加，对不对？许多人都认识张路加。
And so perhaps you all understand this particular person.
张路加的父亲是国内一个。二三十年代的传道人。
And so this was a preacher in China in the 20s and 30s.
他在江苏、浙江、那安徽这一带传福音。
And so he was in the Jiangsu and Zhejiang.
有一次我和冯老师和赵丽去看他。
And so my uncle and I we went to see him.
他带着我们到他们的团队去。
And he brought us into his team.
那些团队的同工想跟我们分享。
And then the members of that team were sharing with us.
说他们不过去可有能力了。
And they're saying, "Oh wow, how in the past you preach with so much power."
组织聚会从后面走到前面。
And so in the service, from you walk from the back of the front.
坐在地上有病的病就好了。
And as he did so, those who had sickness were healed.
他说：“现在张伯伯好像没能力了。”
But of late, he seems to no longer have the power.
耶稣很有能力，对不对
？Jesus has a lot of power, my lord.
耶稣在圣经中记载，耶稣行了多少神迹，治好多少病人，怎么样叫死人复活
？And then the Bible shows how much Jesus did to heal and keep a cure sick and even to raise people from the dead.
我们要清楚的知道。上帝让传道人有这个能力，完全是为了他证明他口中出的话是上帝的话。
And so we know that God gave this ability to do preaching because this is words that are from God Himself.
当上帝的话完全在那个地区扎下根站住脚的以后。
And so after the word of God has been rooted, took up root in that place.
那些其实。神迹的能力就拿走了。
Then the power for these miraculous signs is slowly taken away.
这告诉我们一条很重要的真理。
And so this illustrates an important truth.
真正的福音是在上帝的话语里面。
That the true gospel is in God's word.
绝不是在神迹里面，神迹只是为了证明上帝话，上帝的话。
But the gospel is not in the miraculous signs. Instead, the miraculous signs are signs that point to the power of God's word.
最大的神迹是什么？
So what is the greatest miracle?
最大的神迹就是罪人能够悔改，相信耶稣基督的福音。
And the greatest miracle is that sinners can repent and turn to God and believe in the gospel.
相信这个以神为本，高举上帝荣耀的福音。
And they believe this God-centered and God-glorifying message.
这个神迹是圣灵做的工作。
And this miracle is the work of the Holy Spirit.
当圣灵在人心里工作的时候，改变人的心。
And when the Holy Spirit works in the hearts of humans, and he changes the heart.
只有当我们的心被改变以后，我们才会悔改，来归向上帝，信靠耶稣。
For it is when our hearts are changed that we can repent and turn toward Jesus.
所以不要说是我结的果子。
And so therefore, we must not say, oh, it is I who bore this fruit.
那是圣灵结的果子。
No, it is the Holy Spirit that bears the fruit.
如果我们一个传道人把圣灵结的果子归给自己，那是窃取上帝的荣耀。
And if a preacher were to assign the credit of bearing fruit to ourselves, then we are robbing God of his glory.
所以说，我们要清楚知道，如果我们没有遵照主耶稣所吩咐的去做，你做了任何的工作，都不可以称为是做了上帝的工。
So we must understand that if we do everything in our own power, then all the work that we've done that is not working for God's purpose.
那不过是在做自己的工。
So that is doing work for oneself.
一个人做自己的工和上帝根本没有关系。
So one who works for himself.It has nothing to do with the work of God.
所以做的工你做的再大，也不会蒙上帝的纪念。
So no matter how large your work or how great your work is, God will not remember it.
因此我们就要知道，明白真理，明白上帝的心意是一件何等重要的事情。
So therefore, we must understand that to understand God's word and to understand His will, this is such a central and critical thing.
因为只有当我们明白了真理。明白上帝的心意，我们才可能行在真理中，行在上帝的心意当中。
Only when we know the truth, when we know God's will, will we walk in truth and in God's will.
我们才会依照上帝的意志来侍奉上帝。
And only then will we serve God in accord with His will.
真正的侍奉就这样，侍奉在上帝心意的侍奉才是真正意义的侍奉。
So it is a true sacrifice offering that is done according to God's will. That is what is pleasing to God.
这样的侍奉才会蒙上帝的纪念。
And only this will the Lord remember.
蒙上帝的悦纳。
And this will be pleasing to God.
那么我们怎么样传福音，才能真正的做到按照主耶稣所吩咐的去传福音了呢？
And so, how then do we proclaim the gospel in a way that is in accord with God's will?
我想举个简单的例子。
Well, let me give a simple example.
我们都知道一个正常的母亲或者是一个正常的妇女。
So we know that any woman who is going to be a mother.
我这里加了正常的弟兄姊妹，不要感到疑惑。
And so I had to use the word normal.
因为今天有许多妇女不正常了，有许多女孩子不正常了。
And the reason I have to qualify the word normally, because right now in this day and age, there are many women who do not fit this pattern of normal.
所说的不正常是他们不知道在婚姻中、在家庭中的关系应该怎么是正确的。
And so what I mean by normal is the fact that these women do not understand what is right in terms of a family relationships.
所以我说一个正常的妇女。他一定希望把自己的孩子生在一个健全的家庭里。
And so that's why I say normally a woman would want to give birth to a child in the context of a family of a normal household and family.
虽然现在国内有些女孩子到处生孩子。
And even though in mainland China there are some women that go out and they have children.
我举的例子不包括他们，因为他们属于不正常的。
And my family does not include this because that would not fit this normal pattern.
母亲希望把孩子生在家里，希望孩子得到母亲的爱，也希望孩子得到父亲的爱。
So a mother would usually normally want to give birth to a child in the context of a home so that the child might know the nurturing love of a mother and of a father.
因为孩子只有在这样和睦的家庭中, 他才能够健康的成长。
And it's only in this peaceful and united context that a child can grow up normally.
我们一般来说, 我们都知道, 一个单亲家庭, 或者说一个家庭, 父母, 对子女都不怎么关爱, 这些孩子在人格上都会有比较严重的缺陷。
And so we understand that practically speaking, most of the time, in a single parent household, or when the child is not under the love of his or her parents, then this child usually comes up with significant limitations in character.
所以一个好的父母，一个合格的父母，都会积极的去维护。 一个正常的家庭,
and so good and normal parents, they would do what they can to keep and to protect a normal household and family.
让孩子在良好的家庭环境中成长,
that the child might grow up in a family context.
一般如果说是单亲是父亲单亲的,
and generally speaking, when the father is in a single father household,
孩子都会比较倔强，比较那个刚硬。
And then we said the children would usually perhaps grow a bit more strong-headed and not as tender.
因为单亲是母亲的，孩子就会比较柔弱。
And so usually speaking, then in a single mother household, then the child tends to be weaker.
只有父母都关心这个孩子，孩子的。 性格才会完全，既有柔弱的，也有刚强的。他知道什么时候该刚强，什么时候该柔弱。And
so, only when a child is raised up in a safe family context, will the child be both tender and strong, knowing when to be strong and when to be more tender.
每个家长都希望把自己的孩子放在一个好的环境中去成长。
And every parent wants to allow the child to grow in a healthy context and environment.
但是我们在属灵的事情上，我们往往没有去思考，我们把一个属灵的孩子放在怎么样的环境里去成长。
But spiritually speaking, we do not even think of how to place a spiritual child in a safe and in a healthy context and environment.
属灵的孩子也一样，也必须放在一个属灵的好的环境中，能够让他健康的成长。And
so a spiritual child, in the same way, also needs a healthy context and environment to grow in.
如果我们传福音，只是带他信主了，然后根本没把他带落到教会，没有带他到好的环境中。So
if we bring someone to the Lord through evangelism, but then we don't put it in the church, we don't give them that healthy context in which to grow.
我们就知道，在世俗上，在世俗的这个环境中，这样的信徒很快就自生自灭了。And
so we see that such a convert, or in his kind of negligent context, will soon disappear.
这种现象在国内是相当的严重。And
so this kind of situation is quite severe in mainland China.
传福音就像妇人怀胎一样。So
evangelism and preaching the gospel is like giving birth.
妇人怀胎是一个很个人性的行为，妇女十个月的怀胎必须你是个人承受的，没有一个人能帮你忙的。And
so as the mother giving birth, that is a personal thing that she must do and no one else can. So too in preaching the gospel, this is what one must do.
传福音也是一样。 能信福音也是一件很个人性的行为。And
so to believe in the gospel, this is something personal.
当圣灵在一个人的心中工作，而他又听到了传福音者给他传讲的福音，他信了耶稣基督。And
so when the Spirit works in someone's heart, and that person then hears the gospel and responds.
他这个信必须是个人性的行为。So
this faith has to be a personal faith.
然后我们要知道，福音绝不只是一个个人性的行为。
But the faith is not only a personal faith.
福音更重要的是一个集体性的行为。
But it is also it has a communal thing, communal faith.
如果带领了一个人决志信主了，却没有带领他进入到教会。
So if someone gets someone to believe, be converted, and yet does not bring this person to church,
就如同将一个孩子生在马路上一样。
So this would be like giving birth to a child and leaving it on the side of the road.
如果孩子一直在马路上没有父母的呵护，他很快就夭折了。
And so if the child is left on the side of the road without the care of a father and a mother, then it will soon perish.
属灵的孩子也是一样，你没有把他带到教会来，带到上帝的家中。
And the spiritual children are the same. If you do not bring them to the church, if you do not bring them into the family and household of God,
这个属灵的孩子也是个流浪的孩子。
Then this child will be a wandering vagabond.
这样的孩子最后的结果就是死亡。
And then the end for this child will be death.
他不可能得到新的生命。
There's no way that this child can receive new life.
所以每一个传福音的人都有一个责任，将你所带信主的人带到教会来。
And so everyone who proclaims the gospel has a responsibility to bring this new convert to church.
带到上帝的家中。
To bring him and her into God's household.
当然，作为一个宣教士，更应该清楚知道这一点，因为宣教士的职业就是传福音。
And of course, those who are missionaries often know this even more clearly, because after all, it is their duty to proclaim the gospel.
这不是我在这边一个人自说自话跟你们讲这一堆道理。
So this is not just me saying by my own self a bunch of principles.
主耶稣颁布的大使命经文中非常清楚地告诉我们这一点。
Jesus' own word in the Great Commission tells us this very clearly.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子灵的名给他们施洗。
It says here, Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
奉父子的名给他施洗，施洗的圣礼是要在教会众弟兄姊妹面前由圣职人员来执行的。
And so baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, this is something done in the church and done by those who have been called specially by God.
耶稣说，你在众人面前认我是主的，我在天上才能认你是门徒。
And so this is done publicly in the church setting. It's only when you confess my name before the congregation that I, Jesus, will recognize you before my Father.
如果我们带领一个人信主了，我们却没有把他带领到教会里来。
So if we have brought someone, we have someone converted, and yet we do not bring them to church.
他在哪里施洗？
Then where will he be baptized?
他没有施洗。就像马可福音十六章十五、十六节和大使命的平行经文所说的。
And so then, if he's not baptized, he would be like what Mark 16, 15 and 16 say.
主耶稣在马可福音说：“你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。”
And it says there, "Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned."
如果你带领一个人信主了，却没有把他带入到教会。
So if you brought someone to believe in the Lord, but you have not brought him to the church,
他就不可能按照圣经所启示的，或者是教会所规定的原则施洗。
And there's no way that he would be able to come before the Lord and be baptized in the way that the Bible has told us he must be baptized.
如果一个人不是在教会里施洗，他就没有加入到教会这个群体里面。
And if he has not been baptized in the church, then this person, there's no way that this person can enter the body.
西门信仰有一条说，就在教会。
And then so there is a line in the Westminster Standard that says that salvation is found in the church.
当然，我们必须这样理解西门信仰准则，因为这是指一般的情况下。
That we are talking specifically about what is generally the case.
特殊情况，他没有规定。如果说你是做监，你说我在监里信主了，你又不可能去教会，那就是另当别论。
And of course, this is barring exceptions, such as perhaps someone believing in the Lord in jail, this person will not be able to go to church.
所以说，在正常的情况下，你带领人一个人信主，就要把一定要把他带入到教会里来。
But under normal circumstances, then if you bring someone to the Lord, then you also need to bring that person to the church.
让他在教会里受洗，他才能够得救。
That only that person being baptized in the church might then be saved.
今天的经文第二十节说，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他遵守。
And verse 20 here tells us, Jesus says, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you.
我们都知道，正教会的一个宗旨。最重要的标志，也就是第一个标志是什么？就是传讲圣言。
And so, we all know that the first and foremost mark of the church, what it has to do is to, of course, teach them in accord with the word.
如果我们传福音带来一个信主了，没有把他带到这教会，他又到哪里去听主耶稣的圣言？主耶稣所吩咐的话语。
So if we preach the gospel to someone and then do not bring them to the church, then where will they go to listen to God, to Jesus' words?
圣经说，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。如果他没有听到主耶稣的吩咐，他怎么会遵守？
And so Bible says, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you, but if they have not heard, how can they observe these commandments?
现在可以说，三年前可以这么说吧。
We say about 3 years now.
那一段时间我们一到韩国超市门口就有人发单张。
And so three years ago, every time we go to H Mart, there would be someone out there handing out little brochures or flyers.
他发的单张不是传福音的单张。
But the reason that he's passing out these tracts, these are not gospel tracts.
是叫人不要去教会的单张。
These are tracts that tell people not to go to church.
我相信受这个单张影响的人现在没在我们教会。
And I believe that those who have been influenced by these tracts are no longer here at our church.
这种传发这样单张的人完全是明明的在那里抵挡上帝的话，抵挡上帝。
And of course, such a person hanging out these tracts telling you not to go to church, this is obviously going againstGod's will and God's commands.
最可怜的就是他们还觉得自己在做上帝的工。
And what is the most unfortunate is the fact that these people don't even know that they are opposing God's will.
提摩太前书三章十五节说：“倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。”提摩太前书三章十五节。
Now this is 1 Timothy 3:15. 1 Timothy 3:15.
三章十五节。
Yeah, this is 3:15. Like the way you may know that one...how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, a pillar and buttress of the truth.
就这一节经文就已经清楚地告诉我们，教会是上帝在地上设立的上帝的家。
And so we see just from this verse that the church is the household of God that he has set here on earth.
上帝的家就是天国的雏形。
So we see that the house of God is where the kingdom of heaven is.
这节经文也告诉我们，上帝是将真理赐给教会的。
So here we see that the Bible teaches us that the God has made the church the pillar and buttress of the truth.
我们不要以为圣经里的字我都认识，不去教会我也可以看圣经啊，我可以认识真理啊。
So we ought not to think that we understand all the words of the Bible, and since I understand that, I don't have to go to church.
这是许多不来教会的人他自以为是的想法。认识圣经中的每一句话，却不能明白上帝话语中的真理，这是教外之人的必然结果。
And so this is the case when someone thinks that he understands all the words, but yet actually not understand what the Bible teaches.
最明显的就是文化基督徒。
And so this is most commonly the case for those who are cultural Christians.
可以说这些文化基督徒天天捧着圣经，甚至在国内大学这个宗教系里，可以在那里讲圣经。
And so we can say that these people who are Christian in name only, while they go on to the university campuses and talk a lot about the Bible.
但他绝不会明白圣经里说的真理是什么。
But there's no way that they can understand the truth as it's found in Scripture.
如果他明白了，他一定信主。
For they would understand that truth, and they would certainly believe in the Lord.
他是文化基督徒，就证明他没有明白。
So the fact that he or she is a cultural Christian, it shows that they do not believe in that they don't understand the truth.
所以说，教会是真理的柱石和根基，也就是说，上帝是把圣经赐给教会的。
And when we say that this is the church, the pillar and buttress of the truth, we're saying that God has given this truth to the church.
既然上帝把圣经赐给教会，那么只有教会才能够正确的注视圣经的真理。
And so we can, or another way to understand it, that it is then only the church that is able to be a pillar and a buttress to hold this truth.
我在这里说，只有教会能够正确的注视圣经，不是单单的指我们教会说的。
And so what I'm saying is this is not referring specifically just to our own church.
也不是指当今普世教会说的。
This is not saying this is just any church.
我们要知道，当圣灵完成了对圣经的启示之后，
But we must understand that when the Holy Spirit has finished revealing Scripture,
圣灵并没有回到天上歇了去了。
The Holy Spirit did not then return to heaven to take a break, to take a rest.
圣灵就降落在教会，带领教会来明白他所启示的圣经。
The Holy Spirit continues to be with this church and to help them understand God's word.
我说的圣经是由教会来注释的，那是指2000年来历代大公教会说的。
And so when I'm talking about how the church is the pillar and buttress of the truth for the Bible, I am talking about the church as it has gone for the past 2,000 years.
2000年来历代教会对圣经的诠释，是以信仰、信心和信仰道德的方式传给了我们。
And I'm talking about how the church that has passed down the and understood the truth of the gospel from age to age for over 2,000 years.
所以我们对圣经的诠释就要在这个框架里面进行诠释。
And so this is where we understand Scripture within this context.
所以说，带领信徒一定要带领这个人进入到教会。
So when we bring someone to believe in the Lord, then we must bring this person to the church.
因为上帝将圣经赐给教会，上帝将真理赐给教会。
Because God has given the Bible, has given the truth to the church.
所以我们谈到另一点，就是一个传福音的宣教士，他必须是一个委身教会的信徒。
And so of course then, moving to another point, we see that the missionary then must be someone who serves the church.
他必须顺服在教会的权柄下，他才能够成为一个合格的宣教士。
And he must submit himself to the authority of the church, and only then will he be a genuine missionary.
所以，虽然 教会呼召我成为宣教牧师。
So even though the church has called me to be a mission pastor,
区会和会议也通过了，承认我是宣教牧师。
And the presbytery has approved this and has made me a mission pastor.
宣教牧师的，根据章程，宣教牧师具有教会长老团一样的权柄。
And so we see that this missionary, this evangelist, has the same power as that of a session.
但是我还是愿意降服在长老团的权柄之下。
But of course, I am still willing to submit under the will of the session.
因为我知道一个人是有罪的、有限的。
Because I know that one person is limited and is sinful.
必须在众长老的监督下，我才能够不会走偏。
But under the guidance of multiple elders, will I be sure that I will not go astray?
所以说，唯有一个委身教会的宣教士带领了信主以后，才会将他带入到教会。So
only a missionary who submits to the church and bring and proclaims the gospel, only such a person will then bring them into the church.
因为福音本身就有这个教会的集体性，这个性质。Because
we see that an important part of the gospel is how this is related to the church and how we are to be part of the church.
我们怎么可能指望一个不委身教会的人能够把信徒带入到教会？
So how can we expect someone who does not submit to the church to want to bring someone whom they evangelize to bring that person to church?
根据我前面讲的，上帝是把圣经赐给教会。
Now, as I said before, God has given the Bible to the church.
所以更重要的一点是，一个不委身教会的人，他又如何能明白福音的真谛，传讲纯正的福音？
So an important point here is, someone who does not submit to the church cannot understand the gospel and how it is tied to the church.
目前在华人圈子里面。
And so, currently, among Chinese churches,
就有一些不委身教会的所谓的传道人在传道。
And there are some pastors who are preaching, and these pastors do not care to submit under the church.
前一段时间，有一旧金山有个姊妹在我们家住的一个星期，我教会的弟兄姊妹可能有人对她认识。
And so there was this person in San Francisco that we understood from his church that we knew.
前几个月吧，他打电话给赵丽。
A few months ago, she called Sister Zhao.
因为她感到困惑。
Because she felt she had a struggle, tension.
她怎么会困惑呢
？And why does she have a struggle?
有个姊妹到他们家里来。
Because a sister came to their house.
她认识。
Whom she knew.
到他家来，说我在你家住两个星期。
And the visitor said, "Oh, I'm going to live at your house for 2 weeks."
我是传福音的。
I am someone who preaches the gospel.
我要定义在美国开着车在美国各大州传福音。
And I am going. I have decided that I'm going to spread the gospel to many cities in the United States.
这个姊妹，因为在我们家住，她愿意归正了。
And so, because this sister that I'm speaking of, you know, she has contact with reformed understanding.
她就问赵丽，这个合不合圣经？
And so then she called Sister Zhao and asked if this is biblical, if what this other sister is saying is biblical.
赵丽说不合乎圣经。
And Sister Zhao said, no, this is not biblical.
她就跟她宣教士宣传。
And so then the sister then told that missionary sister.
那宣教士住了不到一个星期离开了。
And so then this missionary sister did not live for over a week, and then she left.
现在华人中就是有一批这种到处窜的宣教士。
And so currently there are just a bunch of these such people that just go around, so about proclaiming the gospel.
自己不委身一个教会。
But they don't submit to any particular church.
一个不委身教会的宣教士，我真不知道他传的是什么。
And so a missionary that does not submit to a particular church, really, I have no idea what gospel they are actually preaching.
我只能说他传的是自己的道。
So I can only say that they are preaching their own gospel.
而实际上与耶稣基督的福音没有关系。
And it has nothing to do with Jesus' gospel.
一个人信主之后，要将他带到正教会里。
And someone that has just believed in the Lord needs to be brought to church.
这样才能够使初心者对基督信仰的真理有更深的认识。
And only then can this person grow into a deeper understanding and knowledge of the Lord.
所以说，带到教会是传福音的人最起码的责任。
And so bringing a person to church is the most basic obligation of a missionary, the one who preaches the gospel.
如果成为一个宣教士，连这个最起码的责任都不负。
If the missionary cannot even take on even this responsibility,
我只能说他是一个不合格的宣教士。
Then I'll have to say that this missionary is subpar, not up to scratch.
所以说，不管宣教士传福音还是平信徒传福音，不能将信福音的人带到教会。
So regardless of the missionary or just a congregant, if this person preaches the gospel but doesn't bring them to church.
根本的原因是我们自己没有很强烈的教会观念。
And the reason will be because we don't have a strong, robust understanding of church.
因为我们没有很强烈的教会观念，觉得教会可有可无，所以我们也不容易把人带到教会。
And since we don't have a strong understanding of church, and we don't really care, then we think, well, it doesn't matter if there is there's church or not, then of course we're not going to bring this person to church.
所以。关键的问题不是在传福音的人，也不是在平信徒。
And so the problem is not with missionary or with the average Christian.
主要的问题是在教会。
The main problem is with the church.
因为现在的教会都没有真正的按照真理圣经真理来建立起教会来。
And this is because many churches are not being established in the truth about what church is.
有许多教会运作与公司的运作没有任何区别。
And so perhaps the ordering or the founding of a church is no different than the ordering of some business.
特别在国内。
Especially in China.
多数的教会都是在家长制的模式下运作。
And so most of the many of these churches in China, they are under the mold of actually of just parents.
当信徒在教会里面没有感觉到教会有事实上有什么区别的时候
，and so when a church member feels that their church is no different from that of the world,
当他出去传福音的时候，他肯定也是用世俗的方法。
Then when they preach the gospel, they'll be using worldly methods.
根本原因，他们没有在思想上真正的建立起教会的权柄。
And this is because in their own understanding, they don't understand the authority of the church.
有位姊妹曾经问我，华人教会为什么这么乱
？And one sister asked me, why is it that the Chinese church is such a mess?
我想主要的原因是因为大多数华人教会都是从查经班演变成为教会的。
I think perhaps one large reason is that many Chinese churches have been formed out of Bible studies.
虽然它的名字变了，过去是查经班，现在一下成为教会。
So sure, maybe the name has changed. So it's no longer called a Bible study, but it's now called a church.
它成为教会了，只是在政府注册。
And so for it to be a church, all that proof has done is to basically register with the government.
他从来不去圣经中去考察教会到底是怎样一个特征。
But they have not then looked at scripture and see what exactly is the church as the Bible understands it.
他不愿意考察，因为觉得我就按这么运作了，这就是教会。他从来没想到我们的教会需要归正。
And so they don't think that they need to look at the Bible because they thought, well, you know, we've done it and it works, and so now we're a church. They did not think to continue to reform themselves based on the Bible.
一旦他没有认识到自己要不断的归正的话，他一定依着以查经班的模式在运作教会。
And so they don't have this understanding that they need to continually reform themselves to what the Bible teaches, then. Those continue going on using the forms of the Bible study.
我们华人教会不像西人教会，西人就是美国人。现在我们看到美国人的或者就是白人那些白人教会或者黑人，不像他们具有2000年的教会发展历史。
And so, and the thing is, with Chinese churches as opposed to Western churches, which is whether predominantly white or African American churches. The difference is we don't have 2,000 years of church history.
西顿教会不仅有严格清晰的信仰告白，并且有能够执行神权下的民主共和代议制的教会指挥章程。
And not only do Western churches have a history of robust confessions and confessions of faith and standards, but they also have thousands of years of people's understanding of democracy and of a democratic republic.
他们会产生这样的智慧章程，那是因为他们有这种民主共和的社会环境。
And so they can come up with these confessional standards of how to order things because they have this history as a people of democracy.
可以说，我们华人很少在这个民主的环境中成长。不知道什么叫民主。
And we can say perhaps that as those who are Chinese of Chinese background that we do not have as much of an experience in terms of experiencing this kind of democratic kind of republican kind of understanding of government and everything.
所以今天我们弟兄会众教会完全照搬西方教会的智慧模式，完全把他们的成文的文件都照搬过来。
And so that's why today PBRC we have taken these church forms, these confessions, essentially word for word from these Western churches, and we used it for ourselves.
弟兄姊妹可能能回忆到，我们当初刚把他们文件翻过来的时候，我们根本不知道文件应该怎么执行。
And even when we have adopted and adapted all these things, we weren't even sure how exactly to go about.
最低做的时候就会跑到文件外面去。
And so when we actually try to follow these forms and these orders, we actually perhaps go outside of it.
所以我们都在不断的学习，不断的改进。现在我可以说，我们教会基本上已经掌握了智慧章程，我们应该怎么做。
And so we have not stopped to continue to learn and to try to understand these forms and this trip order better. And I can say now that as a church we have essentially understood and grasped the book of trip order or these documents.
我们这么困难执行，因为是我们里面没有缺少那种民主共和的素质，没有这种根本的思想。
And this is because we are lacking this historical understanding whether of democratic or republican kind of values.
我们经常用我们中华民族四千年的文明历史来说事。
Because usually, instead, when we look back to our own cultural memory of 4,000 years of Chinese kind of understanding.
虽然它不是真正的文明，但是我们把这当包袱背在自己后背上。
And so this is perhaps not even necessarily ours, but we still take it as ours.
觉得我们有这么悠久的历史，所以我们不愿意向西人学习。
So we think that, we have such a prestigious history, we don't need to learn from anything from the West.
所以说有我们教会是说了，迁就下来了，学了一点。
And so we can say that our church in the Yang Yang Pong or something, we learned a little bit.
有些人不愿意学，不但不谦卑地向西人学习，还把这个不谦卑的态度冠上了一个等式化的美名。
And so, but for some places, they not only did not humble themselves, but instead they have taken their, they have sugarcoated this and made this as kind of a contextualized understanding.
信仰告白那是西方的，我们要有中国特色的信仰告白。
Oh, perhaps the Westminster Confessions and the Catechisms. Oh, that's a Western thing. We need to have a Chinese thing.
教会智慧章程，哦，那是美国的，我们要有本色化的教会智慧章程。
Oh, Book of Church Order, that's an American thing. We need to have an indigenous kind of church order.
特别强调本色化。
And so this is, and there's special emphasis on this kind of indigenous kind of thing.
弟兄姊妹思想一下，其实本质化根本不需要强调的。
And so if we truly think about it, brothers and sisters, we can see that was indigenous, what is native, that needs not to be emphasized.
难道我们华人学会了合乎圣经的信仰告白，我们就不是华人了？
We don't have to emphasize it because I mean if we who are Chinese understand, the biblical teachings as expressed in these Western confessions, will we then cease to be Chinese?
我们学会了上帝主权下的民主共和代议制的智慧方法之后，我们就不是华人了。
If we understand these democratic principles as expressed in the Bible, if we learn this, will we cease to be Chinese?
我们华人的文化在我们里面根深蒂固。
And then our Chinese culture will certainly be.
还需要强调本色化吗？
Then, if that's the case, we still need to emphasize and uphold that as native and indigenous.
强调本色化的人就是要在那里彰显我是有才智的人。
And so those who emphasize that was indigenous and native, the reason for doing so is to show that, see, I have so much of this.
Talent, I have so much to offer.
And these people who think that they somehow learn the truth, they will no longer be Chinese.
So you have to 强调我是华人，我是华人。
No, I am Chinese.
你是华人，你不需要强调你就是华人。你想脱胎换骨都脱胎不了，你还在强调我本色化，我是华人。
And so, if you are Chinese, then you will remain Chinese, and you won't be able even to become un-Chinese. So there's no need to emphasize that which is native or indigenous.
这是不是件非常可笑的事情？
And is this not hilarious?
其实他们果子背后不是要本色化，
But you see, it's because behind all of it is not because they want everything to be indigenous or native.
他们里面果子里的东西就是我要改变福音的内在性质。
But instead, what is Stephen saying is the fact that they want to change the gospel.
改变耶稣基督的福音。
They want to change Jesus' gospel.
将中国腐朽的孔孟之道掺入到福音里面。
So that they can mix it with the teachings of Confucius or Mencius.
他们不是要将上帝主权下的民主共和的思维方式改变成为本色化。
So they're not actually trying to take the Bible and make it indigenous and contextualized or something native.
他们要把智慧当成本色化，就是变成了我说了算，集权统治的状况。
In fact, what they're trying to do is they're trying to take the gospel and make it into something where they can decide the authority of what I say. That is what it is.
我在中国宣教这么长时间。
So in my time being a missionary in China,
强调本色化的那个传道人牧师。
So those pastors that I want to emphasize, you know, that the gospel be indigenous and native.
把教会所有的弟兄姊妹，只有少数一两个没有离开的，把所有离开的都定为开除教籍。
And so they think that those who leave the church, these are not good.
这就是他的本质化。
So this is kind of a
反我的全是反基督的。
And for these people that want to have the addition, they think that anyone who opposes me opposes Jesus.
所以说我们不要把这种口号被这种口号所迷惑。
And so then, brothers and sisters, let us not be befooled by this kind of language.
上帝的道就是上帝的道。
God's word is God's word.
哪个民族都要服在上帝的道底下。
Regardless of what ethnic background, that all peoples have to submit themselves under God's word.
合乎圣经的智慧方式就是合乎圣经的智慧方式。
And they have to just submit to the scripture's teaching upon all things in order to submit to scripture.
真理放在哪个民族里都是真理。
And we take the truth and we place it among any cultural group or any ethnic group. It is still the truth.
根本不需要本色化。
So there's no need to make it indigenous or native.
当我们华人掌握了真理，它就是我们华人的真理。
And so if we were to really understand the truth, then that is the truth for the Chinese.
真理被华人掌握了，就是我们本色化了。
And so as long as we as Chinese understand the truth, then that itself it is indigenous.
我们非常贵重教会在这块相当民主的土地上。
And so we who at PDRC, we who are among this are part of this. Understand the indigenous thing.
在向非正聚会各教会的学习中，可以说我们在信仰告白和教会智慧上层都相对的合乎了改革中教会的模式。
And we can say, looking at Pastor and all of that, that as a church, we have essentially understood and conformed to these confessional standards.
通过这几年的努力，我们基本上知道什么时候要开始提名加上候选人了，什么时候要开始提名执事候选了，因为这些章程都有规定的，不是说你提名以后就马上可以进入下个程序，必须有一段时间给弟兄姊妹思考祷告的时间。
And so, for example, in the case of we've learned after hard work put in throughout the years, you know, we understand, oh, you know, there are rules for what it led and having the gifts and time for brothers and sisters to contemplate and think about these lessons. So there's a lot of these rules.
所以上帝国长老有关我们教会一年的所有的日程安排，他都有。
And so we see that Elder Shaw has put together this kind of a yearly list of church activities and events in terms of the time.
有些时间是不能轻易改动的。
And so we see that some of the events of this church will have, it cannot be easily moved.
因为你改动了，后面的程序就没法进行。
Because if you move the time, then there's some steps that can already be taken.
所以说我们现在选举考核设立教会各节的圣职， 包括怎么样召开会员大会的程序，包括讲台的传讲信息，基本上都走上了百多中的正规道路。
And so this is why, you know, through our hard work and essentially our process of elections and even our preaching and all that, it is essentially caught up and it is in keeping with these reformed confessions and standards.
但是我要告诉大家，
But I want to tell everyone,
这只是外在的形式，我们已经走上了百多中的道路。
But this is, it is outward kind of corresponding, outward matching of the.Of these reformed forms.
现在问题是我们的思想里是不是走上了改革中的道路？
But now what we must ask is our own inner thinking, if that is linked to reformed thinking and understanding.
我们思想中是不是真正的尊重教会的属灵权柄？
Then have we truly understood the spiritual authority of the church?
对教会讲台的教导。
And then in terms of the pulpit ministry of this church.
对教会长老团合乎圣经的辅导。
And do we understand the authority of the session as it teaches with biblical authority?
你是不是能听这是权柄对我说话？
Can we understand that this is indeed authority that is speaking to me?
如果你没有能听这是权柄对我说话，这是某某某对我说话。
If we don't think that this is the church authority speaking to me, this is a so-and-so person speaking to me.
所以我们的思想还是没有真正的走向轨正。
And so our own thinking actually has not been fully reformed.
就是某某某对我说话，我可以不听的。
Because if this is so and so speaking to me, then I can ignore it.
我凭什么听你啊，改变我的行为啊？
Why do I have to listen to you and change my own behavior?
但是如果是长老团对你说话，
but if it is the session that speaks to you,
你不听，你就是藐视教会的权柄。
And if you don't listen to them, then this is actually this is actually looking down on the authority of the church.
我在这里不是说弟兄姊妹都不愿意改变。
And here, I'm not saying that brothers and sisters are not willing to change.
我看到弟兄姊妹都在改变当中。
And I see we brothers and sisters that we are all changing.
我为什么提出这样的问题呢？
So then, why do I bring this up?
因为我们缺少持之以恒的精神。
Because what we lack is that persistence, the endurance.
要知道我们教会已经走过了七个多年头。
And we must understand that our church has already, walked through 7 years.
这七年来，教会一直教导真理，弟兄姊妹对真理也掌握了许多。
In the 7 years, the church has been teaching the truth, and the brothers and sisters here have absorbed much of the truth.
我也说，弟兄姊妹的行为也有改变。
And I also say that the behaviors and what brothers and sisters do here, that has also changed.
但是我们是不是满足现状？我们是不是需要更上一层楼？
So, but are we satisfied with the current situation, or do we want to take it to the next level?
我们比如说，我们听到今天听完到了。
So, for example, you know, we heard the preaching today.
讲台上有一句话对我挺有帮助，我觉得我自己在这方面做的不够。
And perhaps, you know, maybe, oh, there's this one thing that was taught that was really helpful for me, and I can see how this is lacking in my own life.
我需要改变。
I need to change.
所以说，你一旦有这个领受的时候，
and so when you have actually experienced this,
你需要改变哪一条？
Oh, then I have to change this or that part of me.
你一定要写在纸条上。
Then you need to write it down.
贴在冰箱上。
Stick it on your refrigerator.
因为我看到弟兄姊妹是改变，两三天以后忘了。
Because I really do see brothers and sisters change.
自己该怎么行还是怎么行。
And after 3 days, I forgot, and then they go back to this is how I did it, and this is how I'm going to do it.
那改变的好行为没有变成你的习惯。
And so then that change behavior does not become a habit.
说的话没有变成我们习惯的好行为。
Or in other words, this does not become a new good habit.
最后才会成为我们生命中的一部分。
Because only when it becomes a good habit will then become part of our life.
你没有成为习惯，不是你生命里的一部分，只是说一个头脑里的理念。
So otherwise, it's not a habit. This is just something I understand in my mind.
两三天以后，这个理念淡淡的淡忘。
And after 2 or 3 days of this understanding of the mind disappeared and it's forgotten.
原来的本性又出来了。
And so then the old self comes out again.
过去再怎么行还怎么行。
And so what, how we found things in the past, we do it again.
所以说你有领受你就要贴上纸条。
And so if we feel we receive something from the preaching, then we need to write that down.
天天早上起来体验我一次啊，我在这方面要改变。
And then we must remind ourselves, this is something that I can change in.
因为我听了真理。
Because I've heard the truth.
因为教会教导的是合乎圣经的。
Because what the Bible teaches, what the church teaches is in keeping with the Bible.
因为只有我们做了合乎圣经的事，上帝才会赐福我们。
Because only when we do that which is in accord with the Bible,
we will bless us. 我们千万不要受到那种神工神学的影响。
And so let us not be affected by a prosperity gospel.
你信主了，上帝就会赐福你。
As long as you believe in God, then God will bless you.
你没有行在上帝的心意当中，没有行在上帝的话语中，上帝怎么赐福你？
If you don't walk in the will of the Lord, if you don't walk according to His word, how will God bless you?
我们一定要把我们好的行为成为习惯，成为我们生活的一部分。
So we need to take our outward good works and then make that a habit.
改变我们的生命，这是福音的真正目的。
And so that our life will be changed. This is the purpose of the gospel.
福音只到了改变我们生命的程度，我们才真正的得到福音。
So when the gospel gets to the point where it changes our lives, then that's when we'll experience the gospel.
因为唯有这个改变的生命才能够到天上去。
Only with this changed life we'll be able to go to heaven.
你说我有一脑袋知识，一脑袋对的东西理念。
So for if I have a head full of right knowledge and thinking.
耶稣说：“你没遵循我的话，你不是我的门徒。”
Jesus would still say, "Well, you haven't lived and obeyed my word. You're not my disciple."
你没有那样的生命，你能赶鬼，耶稣说不能。
But if you don't have that kind of life, even if you can cast out demons, you're not part of my people.
所以我们要慢慢的、真正的在改变我们生命上下功夫。
And so we need to put effort in terms of changing our life.
这是我们一生要努力的。
And so this is what we are called to do for the rest of our life.
这是我们一生要不断的归正的。
And this is an example of how we must continue to reform ourselves, change ourselves for all our life.
因为唯有这样的生命，才是天国的子民。
If only with this kind of life, will we be citizens of heaven.
最后，我和大家分享一个小的问题。
And so, in closing, I want to present a question before everyone.
今年长老会提名已经接近尾声，到七号就要结束了。
And so the time for nominating coming to close will end on April 7th.
我不知道恒建长老已经收到了多少提名单。
I'm not sure how many nomination slips Elder Hengjian has received yet.
我在这里冒昧的猜想一下，恒建长老手里可能也就30张。不超过6张。
So I'm thinking that perhaps just estimating that other than John has about 30 votes and perhaps no more than 36.
因为过去是我收提名单的。
Well, in the past it was I who took these nominations.
我知道。
And I know.
最后也就20多张。
At the end of the day, it's only perhaps 20 something.
但是我们知道，我们教会是50多名会员的教会。
But I also know that our church has over 50 members.
那我不写提名单，表示什么
？If I don't write a nomination slip, what does that mean?
我不尊重智慧章程给我的权利。
I don't respect or care much about the privilege that the Book of Scripture has given me.
弟兄姊妹，你自己都不尊重自己有的权利，叫别人怎么尊重你的权利？
And if you do not even take care to use well your own authority, how will you expect others to respond to your authority?
你要尊重自己的所有的权利。
And so you also need to take seriously all your privilege and your authority.
长老团都是很认真的对待每一个提名的提名单。
And the session of elders, they're very serious about going through every single name nominated.
因为长老团也尊重每一个会员应该有的权利。
Because the session also respects the authority of every single member of this church.
或者有的弟兄姊妹认为长老候选人已经很明显了。
Or perhaps some members are saying, "Well, you know, it's really obvious, you know, how the election will go."
的确，我们教会很小。
Well, it is true. Our church is small.
完了，我问张三，你愿不愿意当长老？张三说不行。
That's right. We may ask one person, "Hey, do you want to be an elder in the Japanese kingdom?"
我问你，你愿不愿意当长老？
Or we ask him, "Are you willing to?"
你是说行。
And he says, "Yeah." Okay.
然后所有的人都去问他，你是当长，他当好，就意思。
And if anyone goes to that person, says, "Okay, so are you willing to be an elder?"
因为我们教会小，所以说有很多事情啊，大家都明了的。
And so being small, then there are some things that everyone already knows.
哎，既然大家都明天了，我就不要再写上纸了，多费事。
And since everyone already knows what's going on, what's the point of spending the extra time and effort to actually write a nomination slip?
但是我们用发展的眼光来看。But
let us look at this with an eye toward to expanding this.
我们教会如果比如说100多人呢？
Should our church become a church of 100 members?
还是养成这个习惯，我都不提名了，反正这谁提都行。
In fact, will we still continue to do this habit of, well, everyone knows who's who and what's what, so why not?
长老团根据提名单来做出决定的。
The session also makes decisions based off of these nomination slips.
如果大家都不提名，长老团就 瞎了眼睛做决定吧。
Then no one nominates this, then the session will have to go about this line.
每个弟兄姊妹落会的时候都问五个问题的。
And every member that has joined in the membership of this church have to ask 5 questions.
其中有一条要你积极参加教会各项事工的。
And then among one of the questions is a statement that you will participate in all the activities and services of the church. And nominating officers, this is one part of the duties. So let us not keep our eyes closed only on the now, the present.
我们要知道有一个合乎圣经的 教会，荣耀上帝的教会不容易。
And we must remember that a church that is in accord with Scripture that glorifies God is not easy.
我们要把这个教会保持下去。
And so we need to continue to keep and guard this church till the end.
当然不是只在我们这一代保持下去。
And this is not just to keep and guard this church for our generation.
以后我们这一代全过去了，建主去了，下一代能不能把这个教会？ 仍然成为贵重教会，合乎上帝心意的教会。
After we have this generation that passes, then will the next generation also be a reformed Bible believing church?
如果我们现在不按照智慧章程来操作我们的教会，
and if we don't try to be in accord with the book of church order now,
我们下一代又不知道怎么做了。Then
wait one generation, that generation will have no idea what to do next.
他们不知道怎么做，他们就会走偏。凭自己想象啊，这不需要提名了，我们随便定两个吧。And
then they'll think, oh, well, I don't nominate, you know, then I'll just, you know, just pick your people.
就失去民主的。And
then we'll see that we lose this democratic element.
所以我们按照章程来做，按照章程的程序来做，要变成我们教会的一个传统。And
so when we do things in accordance with the rules of church order, and this ought to be a tradition of this church.
我们作为一个会员，不要说我这个提名管不管用。
So as a member, we shouldn't think, oh, you know, this nomination, it doesn't really matter.
如果你说我的提名不管用，
if we think our nomination doesn't matter,
也就是说，这句话再往深里说， 我提名一定要管用。 也就是我说了就要算。
So we need to instead think our nomination doesn't matter. What I say has to be that is what is the case.
所以说我们会员不要管提名管不管用，你就把你的意见发表出来，这是你的权利。
And so as a member, then we shouldn't think, oh, well, you know, it doesn't really matter what my thoughts are. No. Regardless of what we think, we should write down what is our thoughts, because this is our authority, this is our right.
合乎章程的传统，我们要教会要一代一代传下去。
So we want to pass on this desire to keep it set with these documents, with this church order.
我们的教会才能够永远保持成为一个归正的改变的教会。
Only in this way will we be able to continue to keep this church as a reformed church.
每个教会都要有自己的传统，就是好的传统还是坏的传统。
So every church will have a tradition, but will it be a good tradition or a bad tradition?
好的传统保持下去相当重要，保持教会永远不变色。
So it's important that we can keep these good traditions, that the church might not change.
教会一直走在上帝的正道上面。
So the church might continue to walk in the way of God.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你，谢谢你赐下宝贵话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've given us your precious word.
因着你的话语，我们知道我们在地上该如何行。
And so through your word, we then know how to do in accordance with your will.
因着你的话语，我们才知道我们在地上怎样行才是真正的荣耀你的名。
And through your word, then we can know how we can act that way to bring glory to you.
求你让我们警醒。紧紧地抓住你的话语。
Would you keep us watchful and careful and clinging to your word?
行在你的话语当中。
That we would walk in accordance with your word.
能够为你出去征战。
And that we might fight a good fight for you.
能够为你持守真理。
That we might guard and keep the truth.
这些都是你所喜悦的。
This is all that you are pleased with.
求你保守我们，赐给我们信心。
And would you keep us, watch over us, and give us faith?
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.